Broadcasting live from the beautiful Georgia Aquarium in downtown Atlanta, Georgia, this is the 20th annual WIT Connect event. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hello, this is Shay Thomas here at WIT. I'd like to introduce our next guest, Susan Nash, who's the Vice President of VMware. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
And who just... The company just acquired AirWatch in February, is that
That's
correct?
Right, AirWatch here in Atlanta in February.
So what is it exactly that VMware does?
Well, VMware is headquartered in Palo Alto in Silicon Valley and started the company really around virtualization of data centers, really helping customers understand how to get more out of the servers in their data centers. Really great cost savings for them and efficiencies. And so we are super excited about this recent acquisition of AirWatch in February.
Now tell me a little bit about that acquisition. Like leading up to it, what was the reason for the acquisition, I guess, per se?
Well, VMware is about a $6 billion company now, and we're starting to really, it's been a fast growth path for us. And one of the things we knew we needed was a really strong mobility solution. And AirWatch, after looking at all the opportunities, all the solutions around the world, we looked at AirWatch and knew right away that this was the best software, this was the best solution. They had the most customers, they had the best product, and we knew that this was the best way to go. So we acquired them in February to fulfill our portfolio of our software as we start growing past just virtualization, but starting to get into really end-user computing and more solutions that will help us broaden our offerings out to our customers.
Okay, so mobility solution, for those who don't know, like myself, this is...
Or me.
Or Michael, this is kind of above my head. Is this like cell phone technology?
Yeah.
Is like that mobile or...
Well, so if you look at it, you know, there's so, as mobile phones and the explosion of all kinds of devices continues to grow. You got tablets, you've got, you know, mobile phones, you've got cars, you've got so many things that are now looked at as a device that as time goes by, we're looking at now how we can actually take the mobile phones and help with security and management around the content, applications, email, documents, and help companies really feel secure and safe as they roll out new bring your own laptop to work and bring your own desktop to work and that kind of thing. And as we continue to grow and have more and more device types in the world, the software from AirWatch helps actually manage those devices.
Oh, wow. So that's, I mean, I know personally, I mean, I'm sitting here with the tablet. I have my phone up all the time. And, I mean, it's kind of like you said, at times I worry, like, coming into conventions and connecting to certain Wi-Fi and using certain programs, it can be nerve-wracking sometimes. So is it kind of one of those things to where y'all provide kind of the safety to use your phones and devices?
Yeah, it really gives companies as... You know, the company started really around wondering Wi-Fi and building out the opportunity, as you said, to go into hotels and different kinds of businesses that you could actually use the Wi-Fi safely. And now, as we've grown and you continue to see new device types come out, you know, and as we continue to grow and see different kinds of tablets come out and that kind of thing, it's the ability to take your email, your content, your applications, your documents, and know that they're all being managed securely. And so you don't have to worry about hackers and people getting into it, that actually AirWatch's software is able to manage the security safely of those applications.
That's incredible. And it's like I said, I'm on my phone and tablet all the time. And I'm not really one to worry about what's getting hacked into because I don't have that much important information personally. But it's, I mean, I imagine for a larger company with...
Well, and on top of that, too, I think the company is worried about their employees bringing stuff to work also, right? It's not just the employees worried about their tablets, right? It's the company's worried about what are they doing
they
on their tablets.
They bring
it in. Exactly.
Yeah.
So explain that two-way door a little bit.
Yeah, so the ability, the software is so good that the work that they're doing with Apple and with Samsung and with all the different device types, they're able to actually work closely to understand how to actually take that software and the new releases that come out. As you know, if you've got an iPhone or a Samsung, they come out pretty frequently with new changes. So this is able, this software and the ability to at AirWatch to be so nimble and so quick in terms of being able to take the new software releases, to be ready when a new employee comes in and says, I have my own device and I'm on an iPhone with this release, to be able to be ready because they've already been ahead of the new iPhone updates that are coming out, so that they can stay consistent and manage the security and manage a good, safe use of that phone in the new environment.
So bring on all your new technology every month or week or however it seems nowadays. Now, I got to ask you, you mentioned being in Silicon Valley earlier. You're a long way from home right now. Could you explain a little bit of what you're trying to do in Atlanta and a little bit of what you're doing here today?
Yeah, we really see that, if you think about the years of the client server in the industry, and now then there was cloud, and now there's the mobility. We really look at Atlanta at being one of the leading edge places that's looking at all the new innovation, is the most one of the most innovative cities. And we're bringing, if you kind of look at it, we're bringing Silicon Valley to Atlanta. We look at Atlanta as being a really big hub for us at AirWatch. And one of the things we're doing in looking at AirWatch is continue to build that out and grow. And, you know, there are ties into Georgia Tech and Georgia State, other universities around here is really important to us as we continue to try to drive innovation. So we kind of look at this as our next Silicon Valley here in the East Coast, and really trying to grow Atlanta and to grow the East Coast presence for VMware.
So what role does WIT play in that?
Well, one of the things that I'm pretty involved in VMware is we have something called Everything's V, V Women Initiative, where we're really looking
that's the
at
branding.
Yeah, it's pretty creative, right? V.
Yeah.
So we're looking at that and saying, okay, so as we start looking at how we grow and do campus recruiting and bring in more women and diversity into these companies, into our company, as we acquire new companies, one of the things we are pretty excited about with AirWatch is their statistics on diversity is really, really strong. And they do fantastic recruiting on campus. They have a really good system. They're on campus. They have organizations that work with, for example, Georgia Tech. And one of the things we really looked at was how do we build out and get closer to organizations like WIT so that we can connect and get the networking going and making sure that we are an attractive employer. And as an attractive employer and retain good women that we hire either right out of college and help them, we're even going in and talking to women in middle school, girls and women's in middle school and in upper school, high school, to start making sure that they understand ways that they might think about their career as they progress and continue into their education. So that's really important to us, and that's why WIT here in Atlanta was really important to us to get involved.
Now, this is a theme that I've kind of noticed throughout the day. A lot of people have been talking about how there's a really high demand in these fields, and it's for a company that really wants to get the best talent, they got to stand out. What is something that y'all do to really stand out and bring in the best talent?
Well, number one, I think it really does start with culture. Culture is super important. And number one, I think AirWatch itself has a great culture. I think that, the idea of them growing just in the past few years from 150 employees up to about 1,800 just in the last few years really shows that, at least in Atlanta, they saw them as a very fast, good, innovative leader of a company here in Atlanta that people wanted to be a part of. VMware is that same culture, and that's one of the great things about the acquisition is the culture matches were absolutely identical. And at VMware, one of the things we do, which touching on a point you brought up, is, we build out marrying people like universities like Stanford and Georgia Tech and looking at how we could actually bring out career building modules for females coming into the company. thinking about professional development that we can help, thinking about dialogue, you know, lean in circles that we could bring together and have women feel comfortable that they understand what are their next steps. You know, so many times you're told, men or women, you know, you got to be responsible for your own career. That is very true. You got to be responsible for your own career as you go. But there's nothing like trying to make sure that as an employer that we're giving them all kinds of ways to learn more and have more training courses and more ways to think about how they want to broaden their knowledge. Take tapping into their aptitude. Maybe they're in one area in the company and they actually want to go be part of project management or something. And giving them the opportunity to go become a PMI level 5 certified person and giving them that training and that opportunity. So that's kind of a differentiator for VMware, that we're able to actually give them that opportunity by being a lot more proactive than them having to seek out mm-hmm. and figure out, what do I do? How do I become, how do I keep growing my career? If sure. I want to do that, how do I do it?
Well, we're not going to keep you any longer here. I know there's a lot going on today, and I can hear everybody getting excited in the other room over there. But real quick before you go, can you tell us a little bit about how people can learn more information on VMware?
Sure. I mean, there is a link, VMWomen, out there on the internet. You can get into that. You can learn on the VMware internet itself. You can go in and see that we have a complete women's area in there. You can learn about careers and career opportunities, career fairs. I would just encourage you to go off and look at our website. AirWatch also is tied in directly with the acquisition was in February. We're still doing a lot of work to integrate and all. But I would recommend either going to AirWatch or to VMware and learning more about the different kinds of opportunities we have for women.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
All right. We will be back with WIT, WIT, in a little bit. Thank you very much.